This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Speaking of beautiful, there was something beautiful happened today in Richmond. Teresa Champion joins me live on the program. She's with the Virginia Autism Project online at virginiaautismproject.com. And Teresa, you have beautiful good news, do you not?
I do, Coy. Thank you for having us. We are so excited because today our autism insurance reform bill, we had a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate, passed out of the legislature, and we are done with the legislature. So we are headed off to the governor's desk.
So for the very first time in the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia, we actually had legislation that would provide health insurance to children with autism actually passed out of both the House and the Senate as of today.
That's correct.
Amazing. That really is. And just, I mean, you and I, of course, you know, who've been dealing with things like this for quite some time, we understand. But take a moment just to underscore the historical significance of this, the years that people have been trying to get something like this to happen in this state.
Right. Well, actually, it has been documented that for 11 years at least, someone has been trying to do something for the developmentally delayed autism/population. I personally and the Virginia Autism Project personally have been involved in the last 3 or 4 years, and we've actively brought bills in the last 3 legislative sessions, and we've never, ever gotten as far as we did today. And to my knowledge, I don't think anybody else did in the past either. So we're so excited. We can't stand it. It's almost like you can't even believe it. Now, everybody keeps saying, well, how do you feel? I'm not really sure. I'm kind of numb.
Yeah. And we've got no indication. We're talking with Teresa Champion. We've got no indication that the governor is going to veto this or doesn't like it.
Well, that's true. He's been very noncommittal on the issue and totally understand. I mean, I'm certain that he's feeling pressure. We have a lot of opposition, believe it or not, to this legislation. In fact, some Tea Party conservative groups have come out against us. They do not favor mandates. They view this as a government mandate. However, insurance is not a free market item. It's a regulated industry. And this is entirely within the realm of Virginia to say, within the Commonwealth, we want insurance to cover children with autism. It's their purview. It's Virginia taking care of Virginians.
Yeah, it truly is amazing. What do you think was the secret this year? As you point out, there's been years of efforts to get something like this to happen, to just simply create an option for a family with autism to actually get health insurance coverage for some of the services that they incur in trying to take care of a very, very sick little boy or little girl. And in the past, there's been no option. Health insurance companies have said, oh, we got nothing for you. We know you have a very sick child, but we're not going to help. And as a matter of fact, we are going to fight you tooth
right.
and nail if you try to go to the legislature and try to get help.
Exactly.
So what do you think was the key to success this year?
Well, we had a number of things happen. I mean, our patron in the Senate, Senator Janet Howell, stuck with us, never gave up. Senator Saslaw, he never gave up either. He helped us both years. But this year, what was new, a new complexion to this, was Delegate Howell, the Speaker of the House, coming forward and backing us. Then leadership in the House, Delegate Hugo, Delegate Tag Greeson, all stepping up and sponsoring bills on our behalf. And when we had leadership in both houses saying, yes, this is the right thing to do, many things started falling into place for us.
Yeah. Teresa Champion is with the Virginia Autism Project. You can get more information online at virginiaautismproject.com. And Teresa, now what do you say to some of the folks who've been online saying, this is too little too late?
Well, I guess it's a step for Virginia. I mean, we understand that Virginia is a very conservative state, and we still haven't gotten past the governor yet. So we're asking anybody out there who has the wherewithal to contact the governor through email, phone, fax. You can find out how to do that by linking with us on our webpage, and we'll send you information about that if you join our email list. to ask him to endorse this bill with no amendments, no changes. I think the legislature has said this is what Virginia is willing to do.
Yeah.
And Virginia's gotten slapped recently with the way they are treating people with disabilities in our state. So this is a positive step forward.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the Department of Justice just came down and said Virginia is basically mistreating people in institutions, keeping them institutionalized and not moving them into the community. And so there's a 21-page letter from the Department of Justice saying that Virginia needs to do a better job of moving people into the community and supporting them in the community. With our bill, what we're attempting to do is give these children skills so that they are able to live independently in the community, not needing or needing fewer supports from social services.
Yeah. Teresa, thank you again for all the work that you do and you continue to do to help the children here in Virginia. We appreciate all the efforts and all the efforts of everyone listening who will reach out and contact the governor's office and encourage him to sign this legislation that makes quite a bit of sense. It's, I guess, I should point out that it's not like the insurance companies aren't making money hand over fist in this state alone, let alone in America. At any rate, Teresa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Coy.
Absolutely. An update, big news today, Virginia making history. The first legislation that would require insurance, health insurance, to actually cover children with autism has actually, as of today, passed out of the Virginia legislature. It is long overdue.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.